rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, good day, everybody. Welcome to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. We got a busy day today. We got some breaking news for you here in just a second. First, let's check out some temperatures. 12 degrees at Hollis, 10 at Eric, 9 at Camargo, 5 at Slapout out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 6 at Lipscomb, 7 at Miami, 11 at Wellington, and a whopping 13 down there at Odell. We got some breaking news at our sports director, Mr. Aaron Cout, skinny on sports, has for us. So everybody listen up. You're on.
Is this my first time?
No,
on the
second.
Today in Ag show? It's the second time?
Second.
All right. The OSSA announced just a little bit ago, maybe 20 minutes or so, the Class 2A, A, and B regional basketball tournaments that were supposed to start tomorrow, Friday, and then Saturday. They've been moved back a day. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Game times will be the exact same. Locations will be the exact same. Just move it back a day. So if you were going to play 1 o'clock on Thursday, now you're playing 1 o'clock on Friday. Same location, same games and everything. So just move everything back Friday, Saturday, Monday instead of Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right. Now 2A and down, right?
2A and down. Yeah.
Nothing's happening with the
4A stuff. Wasn't going to start till Friday anyhow.
Okay.
And so that hasn't been affected as of yet. But 2A and down. We'll go Friday, Saturday, Monday for the regional tournaments.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, we have the Eric, Oklahoma FFA chapter in here today. I got 7. Pretty sharp. You guys look, check them out on Facebook. You ought to see their jackets. They're pretty cool. I want one. I want their color, though, because I'll get cow stuff and everything on that one. Let's start with you, young lady. Happy National FFA Day, a week. By the way, tell everybody who you are, what grade you're in, and what position you hold on the officer board.
Hi, I'm Claire Allen. I am a senior, and I'm the reporter.
All right, let's move that mic right on over there to her. You guys share that mic. How about you, young lady?
Hi, my name's Emma Coker. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the secretary.
All right, Presidente.
I'm Kylie. I'm a senior, and I am the president.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jaylee Needham. I'm a senior, and I'm the historian.
All right. Well, let's start with you, Miss Miller, since you're the president. What have you guys done so far this week to celebrate National FFA Week?
We did dress-up days last week with the grade school and the high school. And then we also started a little fun thing called Kiss the Goat, in whichever jar gets the most money happens to have to kiss a goat. And I think it might be Claire that has to kiss a goat.
Do we have this on video?
We will
sure.
have a video.
Oh, you will have it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming on.
And
I need a copy.
We've got a coloring contest, which we just bought prizes for. And a little ag quiz with the high school to see.
How'd that work out? Anybody know anything about ag? Surely they did it,
yeah,
Eric.
There was quite a few good ones.
Yeah. Fred, give me a good example of a question and a good answer.
There was one question. It was like a trick question. like what a drought was. And a lot of people got it wrong because they didn't read the whole question. I think, how long does a goat live?
Just some funny stuff.
Yeah. Kind of.
I want to know more about the kissing the goat deal. What's the competition behind that?
So we try to raise money for our coloring contest prizes, and this is a funny way. We'll set up little jars with everyone's like face on them at the grade school and the high school.
Yeah.
And whichever jar gets the most money that the kids bring, that person has to kiss a goat, and we'll usually get a goat and put some red lipstick on it or something. And
you won?
As far as we can see right now, it's kind of looking like it.
Hoping for somebody to come by and drop $100,
yeah,
on like hers.
I went and checked my little thing yesterday, and there was like a quart or a gallon-sized bag just filled with coins.
Oh, you're the winner.
Looking like it.
So did you guys do that to her?
No.
I'm starting to think maybe.
I only put money in Mr. L's jar. That's the only one.
And you didn't win. Don't sound like you don't. You don't.
I'm
You were empty in it. All right, let's go back to you. And so you're a senior?
Yes.
A couple of things that you really enjoy doing so far in your, what, 5 years? 5 years of FFA, and one thing you didn't enjoy doing.
So I, in FFA, I've done speeches, and one of the big things I do is I've competed in both the state and national talent show.
Okay.
Nationals was amazing. I've never experienced anything like
it. What did
like
you
it.
Do to show your talent off at the
Oh,
national?
I sing and I play guitar.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Self-taught. Huh? Self-taught? So I'm going to take a wild guess. Country?
Maybe.
Rap?
little too much. I do a lot of country and a lot of pop.
Okay, cool. You must be pretty good at it.
I'm all right.
You're all right?
I've learned, I taught myself like 2 years ago, and I didn't think anything of it, but Mr. L really pushed me to do all this. He asked me if I wanted to apply for nationals, and I'm like, I'm not going to get in. There's no point, but I did, and... And I was in his class when we got the email that I was accepted.
Was he excited?
Oh, yeah. He made fun of me, but he was. But that's his thing. That's how he shows how proud he is of you.
I got you. Okay, the last part of that second two-part question.
Things I don't like? Well,
one. Just one.
One thing.
Yeah. The ag
teacher? Tries to make me weld. He makes me do things I don't exactly want to do, but I guess I have to do them anyways.
Right. Well, you're an FFA.
Yeah, I mean, it's my job, I guess.
Okay, one more thing. What in the last 5 years have you learned or made you better as a person being an FFA that you think you're going to carry on for the rest of your life?
When I first joined FFA, I was super, super shy. Like, I refused to talk to anyone.
You would have never known.
I would have never known if I hadn't got pushed to do public speaking and all this. And right. I'm going to be able to use this throughout my entire life.
So what's your plans?
I want to be a...
Guitarist?
That's not exactly part of the plan. Okay. But if it happens, it happens. I want to be a crime scene investigator or an OSBI agent.
Oh, you must have watched a lot of NCIS with Abby, didn't you?
Criminal Minds, all that fun stuff.
I got you. All right, let's go to you, young lady. You're a sophomore, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're in your third year.
Yes.
What all have you been doing in your 3 years in FFA, in your career?
Okay. I've done a lot of sporting clay competitions. I'm really big into speeches. I show heifers. One thing that I was really big into last year was the Green Hand Quiz, and I do state fair projects. Basically anything and everything that Mr. L will let us do, I am going to do.
And I take it by your show of hands while ago are talking, you guys are in the middle of calving too,
yes.
Like a lot of other farmers and ranchers, mm-hmm. And it's so far so good?
So far so good. We had 53 heifers, and now we're down to 12.
Oh,
so we're getting there. We're getting
there.
You're on
the downhill
stretch.
Slide.
Yep, for sure.
And so far, so good with them?
Yeah, they've all been doing really good. We didn't have any yesterday, thankfully. So
yes.
We're doing good.
Yeah. And so what do you and your parents, what do you guys do to prepare for something like happened, moved in yesterday? And we're not done. We still got a couple of days left.
One thing that we've implemented to help with these really cold winters lately is the water things that have the balls on them. Where you don't have to go and break ice.
The Freezemeisters?
Yes. So we put those on all of the tanks, and we do that. We put out a lot of hay, usually, just so they have plenty to eat and make sure that they stay warm. And we do that all in preparation, like, 2 days before.
Right. So you guys are on top of your game.
Yep. We try to be.
Oh, cool. All right, El Presidente. Back to you. Talk close to that mic. You're a senior.
Yep.
Same question I ask her. What's a couple of your favorite things you've done in your five-year career in FFA, and what's that one thing you really don't like?
Well, I enjoy livestock judging. I really enjoy showing cattle.
You and Pete speaking, this year? Pete?
Me and Pete,
Pete,
yep.
Yep, okay.
I don't know what else. I do everything I basically can.
Right. And that one unfavorite?
I prefer not sporting clays, honestly. It's not really my thing. Just wasn't very good at it. Didn't really enjoy it, I guess.
You didn't enjoy it because you wasn't any good at it? Is that
pretty
what you're
much,
saying?
Yeah.
Why weren't you any good at it? You looked like you'd be a natural.
I just didn't really ever practice, to be honest. It's not something my time wants to
be
spent.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, it is. It is. I just don't enjoy it.
How many of you guys are on the sporting clay? Two of you? Yeah, so anyway, that's become a big thing,
mm-hmm.
especially out here in Western Oklahoma. I mean, Beckham County 4-H and well, the Red Dirt Shooting Club, they really do get they're top notch. So, all right, what's your plans?
I plan on going to Oklahoma State University and getting a degree in communication sciences and disorders and become a speech pathologist.
Oh, cool. And are you? Hey, I know it's a long ways away. You coming back to Western Oklahoma, or you're now? Never mind.
That's, I don't know.
That facial expression tells me she's hitting the road.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, your mom and dad, they need you.
Yeah, I definitely won't go, like, far, far away. I need them, too.
Yeah, good deal. All right, you young ladies, see, what are you, a senior, junior?
Senior.
Huh?
Senior.
Senior? All right, same question.
I'm involved in community service. I help a lot with community service, fair projects. Something I did not like was speeches. It wasn't my thing. I tried that freshman year and it wasn't for me.
How come? I mean, look, I'm putting you on the spot.
I know.
Here.
I just, I can write a speech.
Right.
I didn't really like the public speaking part, and the memorizing wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But it just really wasn't for me.
Well, I know I didn't do, I hated speeches.
Yeah.
But my English teacher, when I was a senior, said, if you'll do this speech and get, I don't remember, it's been a long time, if you'll get one plus or whatever they score in the speech contest in the schools, if you'll get one then, I'll pass you this year. And so I was like, I'm not even good at this. So I did a comedy speech. Got me a one. Didn't see her the rest of the year. It was all good.
There you go.
That's the way it goes. So you got, what's your plans?
I plan to attend the Oklahoma University, and I want to become a radiologist.
Oh, cool. Yep. There's a need for that.
Mm-hmm.
So radiologists, besides X-ray, they do the MRIs and
yeah.
the CAT scans and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not in the medical field.
I can get cross-certified and do, like, ultrasounds, MRIs, CT scans. I can do it all.
What made you decide you want to do that?
Well, for a long time, I wanted to be a nurse, like my grandma and my mom. And then I started looking more into it. And, I mean, there is a high need for nurses, but a lot of people are going into nursing now,
right.
especially since they've shortened the schooling. So there is a higher need for radiologists at the time. So I figured might as
go
well
for
try
it. Probably a little more money, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew what this was going to narrow down to. It's all about that dollar bill, isn't it?
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, it has to be. Well, I wish you got I wish all four of you the best luck in the world. I'll probably see you.
I'll be back.
Hopefully, you'll be back.
Yep.
You'll be back next year. And you, any of you ladies, Eric's one of my favorite FFA schools. So anytime you guys get bored and you want to stop by on the show and just give me an update what's happened. Stop right in. I'll make room for you. So if you guys want to, let's switch positions. We'll get the guys over here and see what good they've been up to. Them are some sharp jackets, I'm here to tell you. All right, you two share that mic, and you can have that mic all to yourself. Let's start with you. Tell everybody who you are.
Christian Iglesias. I'm a senior, and I'm the chapter sentinel.
All right. How about you, young man?
Howdy, y'all. My name is Austin Lindfelser. I'm a junior at Eric, and I'm the vice president.
Vice president? How about you, young man? Whoa. Hang on one second. Start all over. Sorry, I had your mic down.
All right. I'm Fisher McGuire. I'm a senior, and I'm the treasurer.
All right. Let's start with you. What's, you show stock?
No.
Do you show?
Yeah, I do.
You do? I thought you did, and you?
I did for a little bit, not no more.
Okay. All right. Well, that way it helped me out with my questions here. So you're a senior?
Yes, sir.
What, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the ladies. What, let's just go with one thing. What's one thing that you really, really love to do in FFA?
Probably the metal projects or the fair projects.
Do you do ag mechanics?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys building anything this year?
Yeah, me and another classmate were restoring a lawn tractor.
What kind of lawn tractor?
It's a Case 41, I think.
How old is it?
I don't know, but it's old.
Is it old?
Yeah, it looks like a little lawnmower with a 3-point on the
back. Are you customizing it, or are you using the real part?
That's the plan. We have the motor pulled, and now we're sanding the frame and chassis and going to repaint it.
Have you had any trouble getting parts for it?
We haven't really looked at parts. Everything, we've got it running. We've got it started. We haven't had any new parts yet.
So what's your plans? What are you guys going to do with it once you get it built? Sell it?
Yeah, I'll probably take it to a few shows and probably try to get some money.
All right. What color? What's the original color on that?
White and red. It's faded now, but right. That's what it was.
I got you. What's the most unlikable thing that you don't like to do in FFA, if that makes sense?
Probably the speeches, just because I didn't want to do them, and I never did do them, thankfully. Because Mr. L didn't make me like he does everything else.
Hey, we still got a couple months of school left there, boss.
Yeah, I guess he could, but that's what I don't want to do at the moment.
Are you bashful? You don't act like you're bashful.
No, it's not that. I don't know. I have other things I have to do. I don't
you
have a
better
whole lot of
things
time.
To do and yeah. bigger fish to catch, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got any plans?
I'm working at Western Equipment right now, and I'm going to go through their John Deere program.
And that's in Kansas?
Yeah, Garden City, Kansas.
Garden City, Kansas. And when are you going to start it, next fall or this summer?
This summer. So right now I work as an intern for them in Altus.
Okay.
And then after that, when the classes go back up, I'm going to go to Kansas and do the two-year program.
Was it you? I know the Tucker kid went, but have you been to one of their competitions?
Yes, I went to this year, the one in Plainview.
Okay, I thought I recognized you. You know, they give the group picture, and I thought I recognized, because I always look for the local kids in there. So did you do any good?
I got a few things. I didn't get none of the big toolboxes, but I got a few things, like ice chests and a few other little things.
That's good enough. There's what, 1-2 tool chests they give out?
Yeah.
And how many people were there? I don't remember.
Like 200 and something like that? It was a lot.
If you got a prize, you did
good. Yeah,
right. So, what made you decide to go into ag mechanics?
Well, first off, I was just wanted to go into regular like gas mechanics, and then, I mean, I've seen a lot of people that need diesel mechanics over gas mechanics, and then tractors. You gotta keep them going if you want food on the table and everything else.
Exactly.
So I figured.
And the equipment has become more complicated.
Yeah, it sure has.
What's the hardest thing you've worked on down there at Alta so far?
It wasn't that new. I don't remember what it was, but we had to split the tractor and take off the four rear tires and then get into the transmission and change like everything out.
A lot of time.
Yeah, that was a chore.
You learn anything?
Yeah, I learned John Deere's expensive.
Duh. That it's the paint.
Green paint and a deer, and it's worth quite a bit.
Well, when you get some spare time, holler at me. I got a few leaks on my 4960.
All righty.
All right, let's go to you, young man. Let's see, what did you tell me you was? Sophomore, junior?
Junior.
All right, so you've been in 4 years.
Yep.
And you show stock?
I show stock, yeah. I show goats.
Goats. And you showing it. You guys got the county coming up this weekend.
Yep.
I forgot to mention that with the ladies in here a while ago. So you ready?
No, not at all, no.
Why not?
I haven't been working with animals. I've been very busy with one of my other passions, that being metal projects, kind of like what Christian was talking about. I've been spending more time on that. Also, the last week, been working on proficiency awards for my diverse horticulture with my greenhouse and everything.
Oh, yeah, me and you got a lot to talk about here now.
Luckily,
we got 7 minutes left, and I'll split the time between. So you have a greenhouse?
Yes, sir.
What are you growing in there?
Oh, we grow.
Is this the school greenhouse?
No, this is my personal.
Right.
The school has a grow room and greenhouse and everything.
I got you. What do you got? You don't grow anything legal, do you?
No.
Okay.
I grow cacti, succulents, some vegetable plants. I get started in that greenhouse, and then I'll plant them in my garden in May, April area.
How big's your garden?
It's a pretty decent size. I'd say probably about 20 feet in area, going both ways, so 20 by 20.
20 by 20? Yep. Yeah, that's pretty good size. What do you, is it growing it for the family? You sell some? What do you do?
So I do a little bit of everything. I get it for the family. I enter it in the state fair and all of that, and then also sell it for my SEE, which is part of that diverse horticulture proficiency.
I got you. What made you get into that?
Actually, it's kind of a funny story. My dad,
I like funny stuff.
So my dad just smashed a bunch of pumpkins, I think a couple of years back, and just they started growing up on the hill, so I wanted to get more into that. My ag teacher was really pushing me towards that, so I started planting some
more
stuff.
You're kind of a pushy guy, according to him and the girls.
No, he's my uncle. No, he's great, though.
There we go. Yeah, so he probably pushes you a little harder.
No, not really, honestly. Not really? I mean, he didn't expect much out of me. I mean, I was kind of a weird little kid, so he just like, no, but I blossomed, and he was like, okay, well, I'll try on this kid. I'll see what I can do with this kid.
Perfect combination. So do you call him by his name at school or uncle?
If I want to get drugged by the ear, I'll call him by his first name. If I just want to have a nice day with him, I'll call him Mr. L.
There we go. All right. Well, cool. That's interesting. I farm a lot, but I have a high tunnel.
Yeah.
And I had big gardens and blah, blah, blah. But this high tunnel changed it changed gardening altogether.
Yeah.
So that's what you need to do. You need to apply for one of those high tunnels at the NRCS and get you one.
Yeah, that's what my dad was talking about, getting one of those. That's also a grant that my Mr. L's been looking for, so I need to look into that.
They work.
Oh, yeah.
All I can tell you is you take direct sunlight and the western Oklahoma wind off your garden, it's unreal what you can grow.
Oh, yeah. That greenhouse helps our plants out a lot.
So do you have you ever started plants for other people in the city, in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll break off cactus and replant them and then succulents, all that, and get the little starters and give it to people.
Okay, cool. There's pretty good money in starting plants for people. I have Botec over at Burns Flat start mine for me, and I pay them the same price as if I was buying the plant, but it helps them out, but it helps me out because I don't have a mini greenhouse.
Yeah.
So we get... Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
I have to have him keep me up to date on if you guys get the high tunnel. I want to know about it.
All right.
Pretty cool. Because I've learned some stuff.
Yeah, I've learned a lot, too, doing it. So.
Yeah. All right, let's get to you over there. Like, you're going to get to me. Step up to that mic there and talk right directly into it, please. And you're a senior?
Yep.
5 years, right?
Yes, sir.
You think that'll help you on any, what do you do? Fill out a job deal?
Application.
Yeah, I can't think of it. You think that'll help you with your application if you fill out for a job?
I hope so.
Put it on there. I think a lot of kids in FFA fail to do that when they fill out applications for jobs, is you put down 4 or 5 years in Future Farmers of America. I think it'll, because I know a lot of employers would really enjoy seeing that because they know you can work. So that's important. I've never said that to a chapter, and I just thought of it when talking to you. So do that. Put that down on your application. If you ain't never held a job, just say 5 years FFA. That's the only job I ever had. So check it out. What's your plans?
My plans for after high school?
Yep.
So I'm going to try to go to OSU and get an agribusiness degree.
Okay.
And then I'm probably going to come back here and work on the farm for a little bit and raise cattle.
Right. I mean, you guys got quite a bit of cattle now?
Yeah.
And are you calving?
We have been.
You have been?
Yeah.
So you didn't have none yesterday? Are you done?
No, we haven't. We didn't have any yesterday. I know of one we had the day before yesterday that I was kind of worried about.
Right. Yeah, there's going to – I see a lot of people posting on Facebook about calves being born yesterday and all the methods that they're using to – warm them up and saving them and stuff, and there's going to be a lot of half-eared calves here in about a month. Like yesterday was miserable, and I'm sure last night and tonight's not, or today's not going to be any different. And so what's one of your favorite things you've done in FFA?
So one of my favorite things I did was in freshman year, I was in the green hand competitions.
Okay.
And I won our area, and then I went on to the state competition.
What do you got to do for that competition?
So you just study up on the FFA handbook, and they'll ask you questions about the history of FFA, the dates, and stuff about the FFA Constitution.
Right.
And then that's about it for that one.
That was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, any of you guys in your career gone to national?
Yes. Yeah. We went this last year, 2024.
That's right. Yep. I remember that. Was that fun?
Yep. That was great.
Yeah. And then what else? I want to ask you something. What's your unfavorite thing to do in FFA?
So a couple years back for FFA week, we did Fear Factor. And it was pretty bad. I had to eat raw oysters out of a can and sardines covered in mustard, and it was awful.
What's wrong with that?
I was not a fan.
There's a lot of people eat raw oysters.
Yeah.
So, sardines, I'm out. I just use them to catch raccoons and possums and skunks. But so I wish you all the luck. And you guys have been great. And I appreciate you guys coming in today on a cold, miserable day. Oh, come on over here.
One more thing here, folks. March 4th at 6 o'clock, the Eric FFA chapter is hosting our annual labor auction.
All right. Where at?
Eric at the cafeteria.
At the cafeteria, March 4th at what time?
6 o'clock.
Okay. You got to remind me of that. And I'll announce it again on there. So what is their meal before the auction?
Yeah, we'll have a meal.
What are you having? You know yet?
What is it? Chicken strips, calf fries, and all the fixings.
Yeah, you got to remind me. I'm coming. Calf fries, you got my attention.
They're good.
They're. I would just tell you where my favorite calf fries are, but I won't need to mention bars and around kids your age.
Yeah.
So, but I can tell you it was a bar.
Yeah.
All right, the Eric FFA, thank you so much for being here today, and you guys travel safe, and happy FFA, National FFA Week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take what is today? Oh, Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
At last year's National Convention Days of Service, FFA members teamed up with the Damar Foundation to put together sensory bottles, a helpful and fun tool for children with behavioral and developmental challenges. This week and every week, we salute FFA members across the country and right here at home.
Wall Equipment knows FFA is more than farming. It's leadership, teamwork, communication, strategy, and sales. Skills for every walk of life.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Miami, Texas, 8 degrees, wind chill minus 10, humidity 73, dew points 1. Winds are out of the north at 17 with wind gusts up to 21. Peak wind gust today, 28. 751 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 36 degrees. I'm going to go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market Update, and then we're going to take another quick break. I went a little long with the Eric FFA, which is fine, and then I'll have Mr. Mike Schweitzer in here with the Quartermaster Creek to talk about his upcoming bull sale. So let's get on with it. Let's see what the market's doing. Come on, update there. Here we go. There it is. March corn, 496, down 5.5. May, 511, down 4.25. Soybeans for March, 1030, down 7.75. May is down 8.25 at 1047. March soybean meal, 294.40, up 60 cents. May is 302.80, up 70. Soybean oils down March, 46.21, down 109. Hard red winter wheat, March 6.12, down 15.25. May is 6.24, down 14.75. Cotton is down for July at 68.90. Texas, West Texas intermediate crude oil, March 72.17, up 32. Natural gas, boom, the cold weather's hit. Check this out. March is 4.24, up 23. The NASDAQ and the S&P are in the green. The Dow is in the red, and looks like live cattle are back up today. February live cattle, 197.80, up 35. April, 194.82, up 80. Feeders are down a little bit. March is 268.87, down 85. April's 268.50, down 60. And lean hogs for April are 90.17, down 302. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This way I get caught back up, and I'll have Mr. Mike Schweitzer in here right after the break. The Taylor Ranch break and talking about his spring bull sale. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts. By the bag or bulk, we carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 7th. 2006 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 461 brought 420. 3 at 532 brought 332.50. 4 at 564 brought 312.50. 19 at 588 brought 311. 8 at 741 brought 268. 34 at 788 brought 268. 11 head of heifers at 451 brought 337.50. 5 at 568 brought 283. 7 at 594 brought 284, 15 at 634 brought 269, 10 at 665 brought 270, 7 at 804 brought 238, 11 at 861 brought 235, butcher cows were 68 to 150, butcher bulls brought 122 to 180, bred cows were 1150 to 3435, pairs brought 1375 to 4600, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Camargo, here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather forecast. Maybe, there it pops up. 9 degrees, feels like 8. The winds are out of the northeast at 17, 22-mile-an-hour wind gust. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 34. Sunset, 6:22. Decreasing clouds today. We need some sunshine. I need some solar power. 17 for a high, partly cloudy, 1 for a low tonight, and partly sunny tomorrow, 24 for a high. Guess who I have in the studio? The world-famous Mike Schweitzer with Quartermaster Creek up there in Leedy, Oklahoma. Welcome to the show, senor.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Are you ready for the sale? Does weather put you behind?
It's got us in a little higher stress level for the 2 or 3 days here, but we're going to be fine.
All right.
We're going to be fine. We got a nice forecast starting on the weekend and through the early part of the week, and that'll help us.
Next week looks like spring.
You know, it's going to cool off a little bit sale day the way the forecast reads today, but you know, 70, that's pretty hot for a bull sale.
Yeah,
50, really. I mean, them bulls would get pretty hot. You know, I mean, they're just sitting there panting, and we'd be better off with just a nice day, mainly if it don't freeze Tuesday night, where we have no risk of a freezing mist.
Right.
Then we're good. We can handle weather. We're good.
Well, I've been up to your, I went to your bull sale last year, and that's the first time I attended it as the day in ag guy, but, you have a really good bull sale.
Oh, thank you.
And then, we got, hey, one of your old buddies' birthday's today. You remember who that is? Jim Davis.
Really?
Yeah, 73 years old. He's getting old.
Well, he still helps me some, so good deal. Good for him.
Yeah, he's 73 years old. I told Jordan I'd give him a big shout out on his birthday. What let's talk about the bull sale. It's coming up next Wednesday, February the 22nd, 26, at 12:30, and you're selling 150 two-year-old bulls. talk about that.
Well, you know, we'll try to get, that's quite a few bulls to get rid of in a day, you know, and, or it seems like it. And, but we get them sold pretty snappy. We start with the females, don't spend very much time with them. There's 42-year-old pairs. They're my brother-in-law's cattle, out of, bulls. They've been buying bulls from me for years, and those heifers are stinking good. The pairs are, they may be as nice as we've ever sold up there. And they're all January calves. Basically all calves, all the 40 heads all got a January calf, and they're good. And you know, I mean, if you wanted to turn a bull with them the day you bought them, they'd be already ready to breed. They're in good shape. Mine, we sorted 40, open heifers out of my, out of my registered herd. They're all registered, but I'm selling them as commercials. And what we really did is we used the cleanup bulls. And if they were out of a cleanup bull, we just put them in here. And, or if we had a problem with the pedigree of maybe a really good cow, there's two in there that just ended up there. So, I mean, there's a nice opportunity there. And then you get to the bulls, and that's really what I do. And, you know, I'm proud of what we're selling. I believe that the bulls will, I believe we're here to help people too. I mean, it helps me. I mean, you know, it's a two-way street, but here's the deal. I mean, our people that's buying these bulls has got to have some success. And,
right.
And you can almost tell by the number of repeat customers standing in the barn, they're getting along fine.
Oh yeah.
And so, I mean, and we're, you know, and we take it serious. I mean, we don't want to be selling something that's backing somebody's financial statement backwards. I mean,
right.
You know, and you could, and you never know yeah. it. You'd never know it.
Yeah.
But we're serious about it.
Well, I've been trying to help you guys out with your bull sales, with, Dr. Johnson, Mark Z out of OSU,
yeah.
talking about what a good bull's worth, a replacement
right.
bull's worth.
Right.
And I like it. You know, we're up to 11,000-12,000 average for a good bull, and that'd be a pretty good year, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, and really, you know, just if you think about it in terms that it's really what's a good bull worth more than an average bull.
Right. Exactly.
And that's the, that gets it to a number that's the reason the guys that are successful just keep getting more and more successful. Cause they just keep investing at that. They're never hardly thinking about just tomorrow. They're thinking about down the road. And golly, the longer you own these things, the more they'll pay if you got a good one.
You're right.
And the same thing is, in all seriousness, I mean, if you get a bad one, just get rid of him and get a good one.
Cause, yeah.
I mean, cause it is just, it's too much to just sit there and let that thing propagate it works both directions. So if you end up with something you don't like, I mean, we're all here to help all we can. And,
right.
And then, so there you go. I mean,
well, I remember back in the '80s, a lot of, not all, but a lot of the cattle people were wanting at the sale barn, for example, they wanted a little bit of ear and they wanted baldies, you know, and times have changed. Then we went through the Charlet phase. And according to some of my buddies in Greer County, the Charlet is still the going thing, but I'm all into the black cattle. But, you know, I remember back in the '80s, some of the older, the generation before you and me, talking about, I can't get rid of that bull. He breeds that one cow over there and she throws the best calf. I'm pretty sure that cow would have thrown the best calf no matter what bull you had. And I have noticed, though, in the last 5 to 10 years that even the older generation that's in their late 60s and in their 70s are catching on to this genetic deal and improving. It doesn't seem like a lot, but if you got 100 mama cows and they bring $10 per 100 weight, on the calves more because they look good and the buyers like it. That's a lot of money.
Oh yeah. You know, I mean, and you know, it's the same deal with, if you got 20 cows or you got 1,000 cows, it's just
right.
multiples, but you know, these guys, that's got a lot of cows. They are all dead.
Yeah.
They know how much it really is.
Right. And yeah. Cause they get bonuses if they follow them all the way through the feedlot, and I just think it's and we got a lot of people out in Western Oklahoma, a lot of ranchers or cattle producers that do take that serious. And and I seen some of them at your sale last year.
Oh, yeah.
So it was good. Mr. Mike Schweitzer, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll finish off with some more sale details because I want to talk about your growth fund, Deer Valley. All right, we're going to take a quick Taylor Ranch break and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Leadership is always in demand in any field of endeavor, education, business, government, you name it. The FFA has made an important contribution to a strong America by encouraging leadership and civic responsibility in our young people.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Hudson Angus Farms knows that FFA students are learning how to become successful, productive citizens. Visit HudsonAngusFarms.com.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Every high school student has potential to do great things. The FFA has been challenging our young people to reach their full potential for leadership and success in academics, career training, and in everyday life.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Your locally owned Ace Home Centers are proud to support and supply the building materials needed for this area's future farmers. Ace, the helpful place.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'll make sure we do. All right, Hollis America, capital of Harmon County. 13 feels like minus 4. The winds are out of the north at 17 with wind gusts up to 23. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. Sunset at 6:25. Decreasing clouds, 21 today. 3 for a low tonight, 26 and partly sunny to mañana. I got Mr. Mike Schweitzer with Quartermaster Creek in here. We're talking about his upcoming bull sale next Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30. All right, let's get to the bulls. Are you ready? I see your little flyer here. Tell us about Barricade.
Barricade is a bull that we used
We've used him for a couple years. We just had a 4 or 5 of them last year, and I think there's 10 in the book this year. As stout a cattle as we've ever had on the place. Absolutely. As stout, we're going to start the sale with number 16, actually. Even though, I mean, those bulls are stinking good.
Are they now?
Yes. Now, you know, they're kind of cowboy bulls. I mean, they got just a little bit of stay away from you, but they're easy to handle for me. They handle good, but yet they're not puppy dogs. It's right. The only knock at all, but
that's the best kind. But, you always respect them that way.
Well, you know, they got to stay where they're supposed to not hurt you, but
right.
And these that won't. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
They're not just puppy dogs, but they are
stout.
They're stout. But then the growth funds, I mean, they're
my favorites.
They're known worldwide, and that's really, you know, how the deal worked out. I mean, some of these cattle were just getting not enough to them, and growth funds is a bull that, you know, don't have all the bells and whistles that comes with some of the number crunchers, but he's got enough good about him. They can't deny that, and you know, so there you go.
Let's talk about Justified. What about what's going on there?
Yeah, we kind of a strange thing this year. I think we got 22, 23 bulls sorted up there to be, you know, first calf heifer prospect bulls. You know, but the truth of it is, we calved 2 years ago. We calved 90 some heifers and pulled 0, had no trouble the whole thing. But the bulls we used, Justified, Sit Spectrum, let me look here. I've kind of slips my mind. Rice Standout. That's what we bred our heifers to. And yet, we had no trouble at all. Yet our EPDs on those bulls' progeny don't read like heifer bulls exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, I've sorted the ones that reads like heifer bulls, but then, like I said, if you look at your book, number 107 there, that calf laying in the grass below him, that's him when he was a baby. And look at the size of that calf. You can tell that calf's not very big.
Like, I mean, a little puppy dog.
That's right, but yet look up there what his birth EPD is, 2.2 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if that's 2.3. If that's 2.3... My goodness. I mean, a calf a little bit bigger, but, you know, a 3 or a 4.
Four.
I mean, which people have kind of mistakenly got to thinking that's just way too big. But in my view, it's not. I'm not here to preach.
Right.
But yet, if that's 2.2, and what I'm saying, that's the thing about all these EPDs. I am just hung up in the fact the cattle need to look like those EPDs.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, if you go out there and you got this yearling EPD of 150, yet the calf that's got a yearling EPD of 125 can eat him,
yeah.
You kind of wonder about that.
Yeah,
you know?
Wonder.
I mean, and so, I mean, I always think about Levi Jackson was a guy from Canada, and one time I heard him speaking, and he said, EPDs are a wonderful thing, but get yourself out of the pickup and look at them.
Yes,
he said. You can tell.
Yes,
you can tell some things, but so don't just get so hung up in not looking out in the numbers. I mean, yeah. Numbers. I don't want to run it down because, golly, you know, us Angus guys have. It's helped us for years, and it's a good thing. It's
yes.
a good thing, but it's not the only thing.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Good old being a good cattleman.
Get out there and be a little bit of a stockman while you're at it. You know,
right.
That'll help us all. Help me. Help you.
We got about a minute left, and you want to talk about who's doing your auctioneering this year?
Well, Eddie Burks has been with us from the start. He's world class, absolutely.
Right.
One of the best.
Yep.
And it's good for both of us. It's good for the seller. It's good for me, but it's good for you as a buyer because he knows exactly where he's at.
Yeah.
We don't spend no time backing up worrying about who's got the bid. They know.
And you got some pretty good ring men too.
And the ring men are they're there every day. Oh,
Jeff.
You know, Jeff and
Colton.
Yeah, and then Doug Paul is second to none. And you know, don't remember, and I want everybody to remember that Annie's as big a part of this as I am.
Yeah, she made him. She made Mike shave to come on the show.
Yeah, I had to shave. So if you're looking at me, I'm clean. I don't stink. And Annie's been charged with that because I probably would have came the way I was.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm gonna come do my show out there next week.
I appreciate it.
All right, we're out of time. And Mike Schweitzer with Quartermaster Creek next Wednesday, 12:30 at the Quartermaster Creek there, southwest of Leedy. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Thanks again, Mike.
Stop music. I love your music because it's such a wide range.
This is KECO Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump signed the executive